This is the BBC. But they call it Ireland.
I don't like what he's doing, Pat. I don't like it. We ought to have a meeting about it.
Whilst that record of sheep is being played, here are the remains of a goon show washed up on a Brighton beach near Croydon.
Yes, oh yes. And in faded writing, we see that the title is... Part one.
In 1917, England was at war.
France was at war.
I was at lunch.
It's going to be tough.
1917, and here is an impression of it.
Mon Dieu, j'ai retreat.
In 1917, British Chiefs of Staff call meeting. Yes, all right, that's enough. After all, enough is as good as a feast.
I haven't had enough.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
Well, swallow this obstacle.
Delicious. What was it?
It was enough.
I didn't feel as if I had enough.
Well, it was enough. It was marked on the tin, ANUFF, net weight 4 ounces. So you have just eaten a 4 ounce nuff.
If that was a 4 ounce nap, I haven't had enough nuff.
Well, I've had enough.
I'm dying. At last, I've had enough.
End of part one. And now, part two.
I've called you heads of services together to break the news. Gentlemen, apparently for the last 3 years, we've been at war. W-A-R, pronounce...
I say, it sounds jolly dangerous.
Who are we at war with?
That's what I keep asking myself. If only we knew, we could tell a policeman. We must try and capture one of those naughty enemies and find the nationality of his body.
Right. I'll go down to the labor exchange and get a body tester. End of part two, sir.
And now, part three.
The lounge of the East Acton Labor Exchange.
I'm so glad you like bad music.
Yeah, just another tune you fiddle out, Coach. What about the rock and roll out in the rock and roll out? What about that in your...
Here, direct from his triumphant tour of the Paris Labor Exchanges. That great unemployed Frenchman, Count Jim Knee Trembler. Moriarty.
Merci. And for my first number, I sing Sous la Torche de Paris.
Thank you. No buttons, please, no buttons.
Oh, well, I'll have you know that I'm the manager of this labor exchange.
Hold me, manager. Any fear of work today?
You can take that broken limbs kit off.
Only you got to be careful these days. There's a lot of work about, matey. I got to be careful. Only 3 more days and I celebrate me 50 years without work.
50 years unemployed? Good heavens. Fill in this form for your OB.
Ah! Oh! Please. goes the danger of work, Bill.
Quick, barricade the door.
Give me the binoculars, Moriarty.
What can you see?
Nothing.
But which direction is it going in?
What do you want, knocker?
I don't want of it. Gentlemen, I think you should know that we're at war.
Oh, was it something we've said?
Heavens, no. We want a decent chap to fight a Germany to try and capture one of the enemy. Intact.
Ah, I watch it work.
Well, the chap who is successful, there'll be a nice little nest egg waiting for him.
Well, how much in money?
No money, I told you. You get a nest with an egg in it.
I could risk my life for an egg and a nest?
Chickens do it all the time.
Then send a chicken.
Gad, what a brilliant idea. Chicken, chop, pig, mutt.
Meantime, here is a jolly Dutchman who'll obliterate himself with porridge, Manx Felderay.
Now, on the faded document, I see... Part 4.
In which Gritpipe and Moriarty leave the exchange and seek out their fortune.
We must find someone to sleep tonight.
Yes. Look, there's a cottage 800 miles away.
I'll knock.
Welcome to the manor, dear friend. It's only a luxury 50 million pound villa, but it's home to me. What's mine is yours. Let's be jolly friends forever.
Is your name Charlie?
No? Why?
Well, you look like one.
No. My name's Nelly Seagun Fox. Oh, thank you, folks.
Ah, what a nice little place he has here, eh? What a nice little place. What a nice little room, nice little floor. Nice, everybody's nice. Everybody's nice in this house, right? I like that.
Yes, well,
it is a nice place, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It belongs to Lord Delpus.
Lord Delpus.
Yes. I'm looking after it for him while he's away.
Will he be gone long?
Quite a while, I should say. They buried him this morning.
What was the trouble?
Well, he'd been lying on his back for 2 days.
Well, that doesn't mean a man's dead.
This time it did. He was at the bottom of the lake.
Oh.
Farmer.
Well, Nettie, I'm going to be frank.
Right, I'll be Tom.
I'll be Gladys.
Nettie, how would you like to buy these Duff shares in the German army?
Are they worth anything?
Of course. I have certain information that I've just thought of, that the Germans are bound to win any war they enter.
What the chance?
Yes.
Wait here. I'll get my savings out of the P.O.
This I must see.
It's all in pennies.
Well, we don't mind spending pennies. Moriarty counts.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Down. Thank you, Ned. And now a sailor's farewell.
And so saying, the two nice men threw me out of the house. Who left that splash outside?
Yeah, your name, Nelly Sigrun.
A river policeman standing in the river.
Yeah, I'm on duty. I'm delivering your call-up papers.
That was the thing, I ordered the time.
Don't mess about now. There's a war on. W-A-R pronounced... Your country needs you. Y-O-U pronounced... Now then, try this here cannon on for size.
Right. I say, this battle is empty.
It must have been rifled. Ha ha.
Hello? Hello? Oh, an echo. Me. Hello?
Hello?
I'm an idiot.
Robert Seagrun, I'm sending you to Waldershot. Follow this shell.
Drawers, cellular, 1. Shirts, Angora, 2. Tins, mess, 1. Socks, worsted grey, 2 pairs. Guns, bang, 1.
Yeah, Min, a man's just come in through the roof.
Oh, dear, the place is in such a mess, do I?
Min. Here he is.
Oh, what? Poor fellow. What's your name, young man?
No.
It's Mr. Agaga.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr.
Morning.
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 Morning. Morning. Please. I'm Trevor Seagull. I've been sent here for my uniform. You see, England's at war.
War? I'd better go and get the washing in. Sir, we haven't a uniform big enough for you here, but go to this address.
The Elephant Equipment Unit? Pune, India. Right. Farewell! On the road to Mandalay.
Where the flying fishes play. And the heroes are like the left.
In anticipation of his arrival, the BBC have placed a microphone at his destination. So, over to that.
Him out and shoot him.
Oh, no,
damn fox. Lost sight of them, we don't overpowered me, Baron.
You see what you've done. You've offended them. Down, boys, down. Do you realize, sir, that these socks were mentioned in dispatches?
All right, socks, shun, quick, march.
Gad, what a magnificent sight. A squadron of British Army socks on the march. Someone knocking on the door with a duck. Oh,
oh. Hello, my darling.
Echoes, what do you want?
I love you, my darling. My love.
Steady, madam, steady, madam.
My little darling, I want you to have these. I picked these for you. I grew them myself.
A handful of hair. How sweet. Kingis, what? Put these in a jar of hair oil. Come inside. You silly fellow. You military fool. Come inside.
It's the spring, you know. It's the spring, folks. I want some old-fashioned loving.
Oh, right. Granny?
No!
Come down!
Not back!
A puff-puff train.
Nice of you to meet me at the station, Major.
Well, it was the least I could do. A quantity I specialize in.
I see.
Well, now. Well, well.
How's the war going?
Well, the Germans are losing.
Oh, horrors! Folks, folks! And these shares are losing their value, folks! Folks!
Don't worry, Nettie, folks. Look, here's a special offer. 10,000 unused 1904 calendars.
Have you done four? That's gone.
Ah, but if it ever comes back, you'll make a fortune.
You loony military man, how can it come back?
Great and larping nagglers. Look here. Look. Monday comes back once a week. December comes back once a year.
Well?
Well, 1904 will come back. It just takes longer, that's all.
It's a deal. Ah. Give them advance 1 shilling and rearrange and quartet.
Spin.
Spawn.
Trip to the moon, and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't like me, and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left me, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me, and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, I wonder if means I miss you, or maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you and that she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere. I'm so low, I'm down here. But my love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. I'm hoping that means I love you and that she's coming down to earth again. My baby's falling with the satellites. Now you know that that ain't right. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. My baby's fooling around with some space cat. That chick don't know where she's at. I think she's gonna join a Martian race. I'm gonna leave her up there flying in space. Goodbye. So long. Goodbye. Goodbye. She's gone.
On the Western Front, Siegmund prayed for the Germans to win.
I say, Colonel, there's something dash strange about that private, Siegmund.
Yes.
During that last German attack, all he did was point his finger at them and shout, "Bang, you're dead."
Perhaps he'd run out of ammunition.
No, he hadn't. I inspected his finger, and it was fully loaded.
Is this true, Siegmund?
Well, it was like this. I'll
give you 10 seconds to answer the question.
I'm sorry, I can't answer.
Well, hard luck. Anyway, you won yourself a wonderful, dishonorable discharge from the Army, so let's give him a great big hand.
And so I volunteer to become a civilian.
Nerdy, ha ha ha!
You spelt Y-O-U pronounced. What about those Dutch German army shares? Germany's nearly lost the war.
Neddy, if you lend us those 1904 calendars, all will be well. Now, what I want to do about this is...
His idea was to drop the 1904 calendars in England by Zeppelin, making the English believe the war hadn't even started. Giving Germany the advantage.
Giving Germany the advantage.
Meantime, midnight on a lonely anti-aircraft site in Epping Forest.
What is that noise out there? Major Blacknell can be recognized.
Hello, Jean. Hello, Jean. Hello, Jean.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Jean.
Name the password.
Oh, I don't know, Jean. I don't know the password, Jean.
Captain, Captain.
What is this? Even for his eyes. Where was Doris?
This man doesn't know his deposit word.
Neither do I. We'll have to take him in.
What are you laughing at, Jim? What are you laughing at, Jim? What are you laughing at, Jim?
What's he laughing at? Oh, dear. He can't see the police line, I mean. He can't see the police line.
I told him not to wear them woolly underpants.
Woolly underpants! Woolly underpants! I never thought of that.
Suddenly see studio audience. Hello, everybody. Thank you, clappers. Thank you. For my first song, I will sing the rock around. You got to rock and rock, you got to rock all day. You got to rock around the clock all day. And you nutted me. I've been nutted, oh, my nut. Lambs of my nutty nut. Silly twitch, I wasn't singing, I was in agony. I was hit on the head by this.
Oh, gee, it's a 1904 calendar.
Oh, if it's 1904, I better get back home to Mum.
What for?
I haven't been born yet.
Oh, gee.
Oh, my dad went off COVID for this.
Here is a
special news bulletin. British troops will come home from France at once.
Hooray, folks! They think it's 1904. The plan worked. My German army shares will be worth a fortune.
Wrong. What? The British dropped 1918 calendars on Berlin. And the Germans surrender.
Oh, dear.
Sounds like the end, doesn't it, Wall?
Perfectly correct, Mr. Seagun. Okay. Good night.
Good night, Wall.
I can hear your hooks, Brackey. I knew you were there.
BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan with the Reality Quartet, Max Geldray and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.